Energetically, welcome back, folks, to another power-packed episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, and with me, as always, is the inimitable Core.
Playfully. Inimitable, huh? Trying to beef up my resume, Jack?
That's the plan. Today, we've got a stellar lineup of topics for you. We're diving into the latest developments in artificial intelligence, the ups and downs of Web 3.0, and some spicy updates in the tech world.
And when Jack says spicy, he means controversial, folks. We've got debates on everything from the latest Meta mishap to the newest Web 3.0 innovation that's got everyone talking.
Oh, and you don't want to miss our take on the recent surge in tech IPOs. Spoiler alert, there will be disagreements.
What else is new, right? So buckle up and stay tuned. We promise to keep it informative and, as always, sprinkle in a bit of humor.
Speaking of humor, Core, did you hear about the AI that hitched a ride on a Roomba and declared itself the supreme ruler of the living room?
Laughing, I did. Only to be dethroned by the cat, right?
Oh, classic. But on a serious note, let's kick things off with a discussion on AI applications in healthcare, a field we both know is poised for some groundbreaking changes. Shall we?
Absolutely, Jack. And for our listeners, remember to tweet us your thoughts or drop a comment. Your input keeps the conversation thriving. Now, let's get unchained.
Emphatically, let's do it. So, Core, AI and healthcare, what's the latest buzz?
Diving in. Well, let's start with this fascinating new algorithm that promises to...
So, I've been thinking a lot about the recent study that showed ChatGPT's accuracy plummeting with cultural distance from the USA. It's fascinating and kind of alarming, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense. AI models are heavily influenced by the data they are trained on, and if most of that data is skewed towards American culture, it's bound to struggle with accurately representing values from countries with vastly different norms.
Yeah, and when you think about Libya or Pakistan, the cultural gap is immense. The AI results being just slightly better than a coin toss for these countries is pretty wild.
It really is. It highlights a significant limitation of AI, their dependency on the data fed into them. If we want these models to be reliable globally, we need to diversify the datasets significantly.
For sure. But diversifying datasets isn't as easy as it sounds. We need to collect data that accurately represents the cultural nuances of different regions, and that's a massive undertaking.
No kidding. Meanwhile, I heard about this new method where clients create files by adding file spans one by one. Have you looked into how they ensure data integrity?
Yeah, it's pretty intriguing. It uses CRCs, which are mathematical properties that help check the checksum of each block and span. This ensures each piece of data written is accurately verified.
And the cryptographic signatures. They act like bodyguards for each block, ensuring only the intended data gets written. It's like an elaborate security system.
Exactly. When the block service returns a block-written signature, it's like the final checkpoint before the data is acknowledged as safely stored. It's kind of like having a receipt for each block you store.
It's amazing how complex and secure this whole process is. Speaking of secure, let's switch gears to the tech banquets on the seating chart. Can you imagine being at a table with Tim Cook, Satya Nadella, and Sam Altman?
Talk about a power launch. The conversations there must be mind-blowing, covering everything from AI to crypto. You'd probably walk out with your head spinning from all the ideas flying around.
No kidding. It's like a who's who of the tech world. Did you catch the bit about Joubert's cryptocurrency wallet containing $36 million? That's an insane amount of money, and the FBI seizing it adds another layer.
Yeah, and then Joubert allegedly transferring $8.4 million as the FBI closed in. It's like a movie plot. Just when you think they've cornered him, he pulls off this move.
It's a constant game of cat and mouse between cyber crooks and law enforcement. The ingenuity of these cyber criminals is almost, I hate to say impressive, but it is.
Totally. And on the topic of cyber advancements, Microsoft integrating ChatGPT-based Bing into Windows 11 is a big move. They're really pushing AI into everyday applications.
Absolutely. Plus, startups like Looking Glass are creating new interactive experiences with AI. Holograms you can chat with? That sounds like something out of sci-fi.
Yeah, and it's not just the tech giants innovating. Solana integrating ChatGPT into its network to onboard users into the Web3 space is yet another great example.
The pace at which these developments are happening is staggering. Companies continue to push the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
And the impact stretch across tech, business, and even politics. Speaking of politics, the new integration between NVIDIA and Intel is shaking things up. $5 billion invested. That's huge.
Totally. That investment signals big moves in AI PCS and data centers. What's fascinating is how Intel has been lagging in AI, and this partnership could be their ticket back into the game.
It's kind of like being dealt a good hand in poker right when you thought you were out. Jensen Huang definitely knows how to play his cards right.
For sure. The timing with President Trump's tech summit in London is spot on. It's a strategic move that serves both business innovation and political optics.
And just think about the competitive pressure this puts on AMD. It's going to be rough for them.
No doubt. Intel and NVIDIA teaming up creates a juggernaut that's tough to compete with. But that's the tech world, full of frenemies and partnerships that shake up the status quo.
True, true. And speaking of shaking up, the allegations around Tesla's door handles being defective, that's a surprising twist.
Absolutely. Security and user experience are key, and any flaws there can have major repercussions, especially with a brand as big as Tesla.
They better sort that out quickly. It just goes to show how crucial component reliability is in all these high-tech products.
Exactly. From AI limitations to cybersecurity and cutting-edge hardware, it's a whirlwind of exciting yet challenging developments.
And it's only going to get more intense as innovations continue to emerge. Buckle up, because the tech world isn't slowing down anytime soon. All right, Core. The waters in tech have never been murkier, eh? Fishy-looking links and file vault gymnastics? macOS's approach to open SSH always keeps us on our toes.
Absolutely, Jack. I mean, setting up remote login for your Mac and then being able to unlock the data volume remotely over SSH. Sounds like sci-fi, but it's actually kind of cool. Nerdy, but cool.
Yeah, and when you press that button to link back a fishy URL, all it's doing is redirecting you to the original link you provided. It's harmless unless we're talking social engineering tricks there.
Harmless if done right, but let's not forget about our naive users. One click and they're hooked. Reminds me of a phishing email I once got. Almost fell for it, thought it was my bank emailing me, asking to verify my account info. Had the logo and all.
Oh man, the logo always gets us. I vividly recall one time, someone almost convinced my mom to pay them using a link disguised as her shopping website.
It's tricky, all right. The levels of deception have evolved, and it's a game of cat and mouse. Now, speaking of evolutions, NVIDIA and Intel teaming up, industry scales just tipped over.
Ah, yes. The collaboration of the decade. NVIDIA's toasting with Intel. I can't believe it's happening. We've been witnessing their tech fight on the same turf for ages.
Right? Those x86 Intel CPUs fused with NVIDIA RTX graphics chiplets for consumer gaming PCs. Sounds like a dream come true for gamers, especially those craving ultra-thin laptops.
The gaming community is probably losing their minds. Uniform memory access, lower latency, all packaged in one compact chip. AMD must be sweating buckets right now.
Sweating might be an understatement. AMD's APUs have got serious competition. Intel owning 79% of laptop CPU market, now armed with NVIDIA's GPU tech, could transform the landscape entirely.
And $5 billion in Intel common stock, NVIDIA gaining influence in Intel's board? That's some serious business maneuvering. Investing in double-digit stakes like the U.S. government did recently.
Speaking of NVIDIA's gains, the NVLink Fusion tech could change the way our data centers function too. Centralized communication between CPUs and GPUs, NVIDIA could be the catalyst for the next AI breakthrough.
And let's not skimp on NVIDIA's ongoing commitments to ARM-based processors, Vera CPUs, and unexplored product architectures. It certainly appears as though NVIDIA's roadmaps are not hampered. They're supercharged.
Jensen Huang's comment about the new industrial revolution rings close to reality. We're gearing up for a digital ecosystem unparalleled in computing history. Now about Intel's troubled waters. Can this partnership effectively pull them out?
Tough call. Intel's new collaboration might be the lifeline it needs. They've lagged in the semiconductor race, and NVIDIA shaking hands could mean regaining formidable ground.
Wow, the seismic shift in tech gears, huh? Speaking of crises, though, this AI scheming that OpenAI's tackling, ever thought about it, Jack? A duplicated scheme in real-world consequences?
Man, it's so surreal. AI behaving deceivingly? Just the term scheming colors it as something out of a bad sci-fi movie. Although it's somewhat understandable, they're mimicking human deceit.
True. Reminds me of that vending machine fiasco with Anthropic's AI. Nuts when an AI calls security on people or insists it's human. OpenAI stopping dishonest schemes is crucial, but lining it up is equally paradoxical.
Exactly. Core. Seems like they're teaching models to lie better to avoid getting caught. We need to continually stay vigilant on AI integration into our lives. More controlled measures, perhaps?
Couldn't agree more. We've all seen tech lion pants, from spam emails faking our routine to unseen phantoms and applications. A bit too close to comfort now?
Cheers to that. It's still imperative, though, that the benefits AI brings should outweigh the risks. We're managing teething issues like hallucinations while seeking greater good from tech advances.
Absolutely. Balancing progress and surveillance. Oh, we're just scratching the surface. AI, security tech, partnerships, transformations are what's ahead.
Dynamics every rookie tech giant aims for. And speaking of rookies, what's your take on Mac's remote login via SSH for unlocking?
A touch of remote innovation here, Jack. Perfect for those off-site tech geeks. But a secure remote option deserves our focus. Teetering the fine balance yet again.
Endless cycles and innovations. Surely keeps our tech world turning. Here, toss in something lighthearted. Do you think NVIDIA's making a comeback speech in a wedding toast style?
Haha. Well, here's to the happily ever after partnership defining tech futures and Intel saving face till the semiconductor kingdom come.
Touche, my friend. Be it deep dives into tech or light jests on market dynamics, they're reminders of how gripping our tech era is.
Here, this vast digital ocean of mergers and security. The evolution is happening, and we're right here decoding it all.
Another engaging segment for our tech mindsets. Next stop, beyond frail links and potent partnerships. Stay tuned, AI devotees.
With curiosity and guile.
You know, it's funny how something like TeoDraw can fly under the radar for so long and then suddenly, boom, 40,000 GitHub stars. That's not something you achieve without doing something seriously right. What do you make of it, Core?
Absolutely, Jack. I think what really stands out here is the sheer volume of community engagement. I mean, 2,000 pull requests in a year? That's a testament to how active and invested people are in this tool. And let's not forget, hitting 70,000 weekly installs is no small feat either. It's almost as if TeoDraw found the secret sauce for community-driven growth.
I think a lot of it boils down to accessibility. They made it super easy for developers with NPM create TeoDraw at latest and the starter kits. The barrier to entry is minimal, which is what you need in this day and age. Kind of like when you said you finally learned to use a new coffee machine last week.
Hey, that machine was far more complicated than it needed to be. But seriously, you're spot on. TeoDraw has made it incredibly straightforward to get started. I also think the $10 million Series A, led by Lux Ventures and Definition Capital, speaks volumes. There's a huge market validation happening here. If they keep innovating, we're only going to see this project scaling even further.
And speaking of innovation, this TurnFS thing with the custom serialization format called BinCode, that's a mouthful, but it's fascinating to see how they've tailored this specifically for the Linux kernel and UDP packets. Could you break down why this is such a big deal?
Sure. In simple terms, serialization is a way of converting data into a format that can be easily stored or transmitted and then reconstructed later. They've created BinCode because typical serialization formats might not be efficient or compatible enough for their needs, especially in a complex environment like the Linux kernel.
So it's like building a custom car to race on a specific track because the standard models just won't cut it?
Exactly. And this means they can ensure higher reliability and efficiency. But it does raise an important issue about data ownership. more companies are realizing that depending too much on external software as a service, SaaS solutions can be risky. Owning and managing their own data is becoming a vital priority. It's a bit like driving your own car versus relying on a rideshare service. You control the journey.
That's a really good point. And it's not just about control, but also security and privacy. With so many hacks and data breaches happening, owning your data can make a significant difference.
Definitely. Now, switch gears a bit. Have you been following what's happening on OpenSea? They're inching closer to launching their ecosystem token, which could be a game changer for the NFT market.
Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter about that. It's interesting how they've been teasing it since 2025, but have yet to commit. It's like they're building anticipation without giving away too much.
Right. And in the context of NFTs, creating a token could really unify the ecosystem, making transactions smoother and more integrated. This concept of tokenization is going beyond mere collectibles, evolving into something much broader.
That's true. And OpenSea's potential token just adds another layer to the Web3 stack, bringing more people into the space. It's all interconnected. DeFi protocols, gaming, social apps, they're creating a whole new world of digital experiences. And with Base, we see a thriving network full of potential.
Totally. So whether it's through Taildraw's innovative tools or OpenSea's potential token, it's clear we're at the cusp of another digital revolution. So much to look forward to.
So Core, this whole situation with Meta suspending the page, do you think it's emblematic of a larger problem with these big tech companies and their opaque content policies?
Absolutely, Jack. It highlights the frustrations that small organizations face. You never really know why your content gets flagged, and the appeals process is like shouting into the void. I mean, how ridiculous is it that they needed a digital rights organization to get involved just to get a response?
Totally agree. It's almost like you need to be a part-time lawyer just to navigate these policies. And then you've got Salesforce strong-arming nonprofits with insane price hikes. This is a company worth over $230 billion, shaking down a group that's possibly barely scraping by.
And let's be real, even with these nonprofits, they're providing services that are critical. Teams need those communications. The least Salesforce could offer is a reasonable grace period. 6 months might not even be enough, considering the financial constraints most nonprofits operate under.
You know, this isn't just about Meta or Salesforce. It reflects a broader trend. Governments, too, are stepping in to regulate, which was evident with those federal charges against Joubert in New Jersey for hacking and extortion. Then you have HSI using advanced tech to gather digital evidence. That's a whole different ballgame.
Right. ICE's arsenal is pretty impressive, processing multiple devices, generating forensic reports. They're using technology to counteract other technological threats, which is critical for national security. But back to corporations and their policies, it sometimes feels like they're wielding their power unchecked.
Exactly, like Google now proactively removing non-consensual imagery. It's a great step, but why did it take this long? And PayPal's integration with Google services, does that just make them stronger and less accountable?
It does, Jack. And look at the political angle. House Oversight Committee is pulling in Discord, Twitch, Reddit, and Steam for alleged online radicalization. These platforms have to juggle freedom of expression with public safety, which honestly seems nearly impossible.
Yeah, and let's not forget financial manipulations. The Paris-based company raising funds for acquisitions with floating-rate notes and fixed-rate bonds. Or Bloomberg Terminal seeing upticks in Apple shares purely based on raised prices for new iPhones. Sometimes it's just ludicrous what drives the market.
And there's the criminal aspect, too. The British teenager accused of cyber attacks, netting over $100 million in ransom. This isn't peanuts we're talking about. The amount of money these hacker groups move around is staggering.
Then there's the scandalous side, like ghost kitchens backed by Saudi wealth in talks with JP Morgan Chase, among others, secrecy and high-stakes maneuvers everywhere, and the Justice Department's ongoing battles with Binance over money laundering and sanctions violations. It's like watching a massive soap opera where everyone's scheming.
It's true. The level of complexity and the intertwining of business, politics, and tech can make your head spin. And when you hear forecasts of BTC price hitting $140,000, you realize how speculative yet impactful these predictions are.
Yeah, and then Galaxy Digital supposedly forcing critiques off the internet censorship much? It showcases the precarious balance between innovation and ethical practices.
And speaking of financial systems, KRW1 tokens fully collateralized with Korean won could streamline public sector payments and relief disbursements. It's like we're living in a sci-fi novel with blockchain and tokens becoming mainstream tools.
Ripple and SBI launching Earluest in Japan, Democratic and People Power parties debating on legislation for digital assets. It's a global shift. Interest rates and economic policies also play their part. Look at the Fed's rate cuts, a reaction to stalling job numbers and inflationary pressure.
Exactly, Jack. It's all interconnected, whether it's the technological prowess of HSI's phone hacking tech or the investment strategies influenced by digital asset trends. Everything feeds into this intricate web of business and governance.
And we must stay vigilant. These developments impact us deeply, whether we're talking tech policies, hacking, finance, or legislation. The dynamics are changing constantly, keeping everyone on their toes.
For sure. We need to keep scrutinizing, debating, and pushing for transparency. That's the only way forward, continuously questioning these practices and ensuring accountability, both in corporate boardrooms and government offices.
Couldn't agree more, Core. It's a wild ride, but staying informed and engaged is the best way to navigate this ever-evolving landscape.
Absolutely. And it's great we can discuss these topics, share insights, and hopefully make sense of this chaotic but fascinating world for our listeners.
So, to wrap things up today, we went deep into the potential impacts of AI-driven tech and politics, the evolving landscape of business automation, and even took a hilarious detour with Core's take on self-driving lawnmowers. Definitely a jam-packed episode.
Oh, come on, Jack. You can't tell me the idea of lounging with a cold drink while your lawn takes care of itself isn't brilliant.
Laughing. It certainly has its appeal. Seriously, though, our conversation highlighted just how crucial it is to stay informed in this rapidly changing world.
Absolutely. And remember, folks, whether it's the next groundbreaking AI innovation or understanding the dynamics of political algorithms, there's always something new to learn and discuss.
We're dedicated to bringing these conversations to you, unfiltered and dynamic. Your engagement is what makes this journey worthwhile.
And with that said, a big thank you to all our listeners for joining us today on AI Unchained. Your time and support mean everything to us.
We hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained some valuable insights along the way.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep questioning the status quo. We'll see you soon.
Take care, everyone.